From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. North Korea detonates what it calls a strong missile-capable nuclear bomb. North Korea says it has successfully conducted the test of a two-stage thermonuclear device meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea's sixth nuclear test went off precisely at noon Sunday, Pyongyang time. That according to the South Korean and Japanese governments, as well as numerous non-government experts in the United States. Shea Cotton is one of those, research associate at the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies.
I don't think that North Korea is exactly ready to deploy this weapon yet, and even when they do, the situation isn't that much changed than it was before. North Korea knows that any sort of conflict would result in its destruction.
A 6.3 magnitude tremor was recorded at surface level today, centered at North Korea's nuclear test facility. That would be consistent with the detonation of a hydrogen bomb. President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe talked by phone Saturday about cooperation in facing the nuclear threat from North Korea. President Trump spent the day yesterday visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey.
I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there, but you have done so much for the services and for the respect, and the whole world is watching.
Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. This is VOA News. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as the protection of Mexico's migrants. President Trump has labeled Mexico's migrants to the U.S. as murderers and rapists. Mr. Trump also declared that the U.S. will build a wall between Mexico and the United States. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists continues its trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region. Most have crossed over into areas controlled by IS near the Iraq border, that despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. Some 300 militants and their families left the Syria-Lebanon border earlier this week as part of a ceasefire deal struck between IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. Meanwhile, United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city from the Islamic State. VOA's Mary Mata has more.
Talal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. Speaking in Washington after 4 days of testy and inconclusive talks in Brussels with EU negotiators, the British minister overseeing Brexit negotiations, David Davis, said Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association.
When I spoke to my European counterpart, Michel Barnier, I said to him once, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. And as ever on that front, I am a determined optimist in this. We will get to those opportunities. Because fundamentally, I believe that a good deal is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union and of the entire global community."
Davis's comments surprised some in the audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, where in his speech, the British minister, who appeared to take aim at President Trump and warned against the West turning its back on globalization and free trade. The U.S. Justice Department says in a court filing there is no evidence to support President Trump's assertion that the previous presidential administration wiretapped his headquarters.
That's the latest world news from VOA.